What would make an athlete hobble to the finish line?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
In 1991, Derek Redmond was a member of the 400-meter relay team at the Olympics. He had a sizzling start, but suddenly he tore his right hamstring. With piercing pain, he began to hobble forward. His father rushed to his side to say, "Derek, you don't have to do this." Derek said, "Oh, yes, I do." Then his father said, "Well, we'll do it together." So they both hobbled to the finish line. Spectators cheered wildly. Like Derek, Jesus' disciple Peter stumbled when he denied his Lord 3 times. But Jesus wanted to assure him that failure does not have to be final. So we read in John 21 that Jesus met him and 6 other disciples on the seashore. They had fished all night and caught nothing. So Jesus called them from the shore, "Fellows, have you caught any fish?" "No," they replied. "Throw your net on the right-hand side of the boat and you'll get some." So they did, and they could not haul in the net filled with fish. This miracle set the stage for Jesus to ask Peter this sobering question 3 times. "Do you love me?" "Yes," Peter replied. "Feed my lambs." Despite Peter's failure, Jesus did not abandon him. Like Peter, we stumble, but it need not mean failure. If we, like Peter, confess our failure and decide to love the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.